Welcome one, welcome all to Tyler's Terribly Twisted Topic Talks. We are bringing you guys a new Snail Trail 4x4 segment straight to your ear holes during this time here when we all can't really be going out and playing with our rigs as much as we'd like to.
This is brought to you by Bestline Racing, our show sponsor. Thank you so much, Bestline Racing, for helping us out during these times. Make sure to use the discount code SNAILTRAIL, all one word, to pick up your Bestline Racing additives.
And also, a huge thank you and shout out to all of our patrons out there. We hope that everybody, including all the listeners, are enjoying the extra entertainment during this time. Please make sure to stop by, check out the monthly giveaway if you guys haven't already over at patreon.com/snailtrail4x4.
We have also added a poll to our website for this exact topic. So please go over there. There'll be a link down in the show notes and vote for who has won this debate. Tyler, what is the debate for today?
Today, we get to talk about topic number 15.
Did you count those right?
I think so. Oh, you're right. It's 16. Sorry, I missed. I thought that was a 2. It's a 3. So, number 16 is trucks versus 4Runners.
I'm going to make you defend trucks. You're gonna No, right. I think let's not flip a coin. Let's flip a coin for who goes first and second, but let's choose our own. Like, I'll defend trucks, you defend 4Runners.
Okay.
All right.
It's you can also take it as trucks versus SUVs.
Sure.
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah, but yeah.
Exactly.
Trucks or versus
SUVs. JT versus JLs.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So you want to... Oh, I've got Montana.
What's our coin?
Yeah, I've got Montana in my hand today. It's 1889.
89.
Wow. That's
Wait, what?
1889.
Oh, I thought you said 1989. No, I was like, what? There's no way.
1889. It's got a picture of a dead cow skull on it. And like, it looks like some buttes of some sort, some big sky country, it says.
Well, isn't Montana Spanish for mountains?
Montana?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
See? I knew that.
Well, Montana is not Spanish for mountains, though, but it's similar. Montañas.
Montaña. Well, it's Montana.
Montana.
It's spelled the same.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Just the end of the tilde over the, right. The Spanish one.
Sure.
Montaña. Anyway, flip the coin.
So you want to call it?
I'll call it. Okay. I'm going to go with heads, the curly-haired dude.
And it's tails.
No.
I'm going to go second.
Okay.
You go first, and you've got
I'm going to back up SUVs.
Yep.
All righty. The SUVs are definitely... For off-roading, SUVs are 100% better than trucks. And the reason being is just simply put, enclosed cab space, enclosed storage space, everything's enclosed. So anytime you're going off-roading, camping, going into the outdoors, going into the wilderness, you're going to be fighting the elements. And if you have a fully enclosed space for all of your camping gear, your hiking gear, your tools, your spare parts, you don't have to worry about trying to make everything weatherproof. You just don't have to worry. It's so much more easy, so much more convenient. It's the convenience of it all, right? When you're going off-roading, there's a lot of times when you're going off-roading and you end up having to, you know, swap out something in the middle of a rainstorm. Inevitably, it's going to happen. And you are almost better off just sitting there in your nice little cozy space until the rain subsides a little bit. And that way you don't have to worry about getting all your parts, all your gear, everything wet and muddy before getting back into your rig to fix everything, after you fixed everything. So just hang out, get an SUV for off-roading. They handle space just fine, especially 4Runners. They're great. They've got plenty of cargo room in the back. They have enough seating for 4 people, family of 4. And it's just easier to go off-roading with a family or any amount of gear with.
The biggest argument in my mind between 4Runners and trucks or SUVs and trucks is the cargo space. you can carry more in a truck. They have a complete open bed. As you know, a lot of us have modified beds to shorten it a little bit before better departure angles, but most beds are like 5'1 for some of the newer rigs, or 6 foot, or even 8 foot for some of the big trucks that you're probably not taking off road, let's be honest there. And but you can stack it. You can carry it. You can fill more stuff up there. I don't know how many times I've gone off-roading and I've had people in the SUVs and other buggy-like style rigs go, hey, can I throw this in the back of your truck? I really don't have room in mine. And that is the number one reason. A lot of times I have extra space. I'll throw in campfire wood, or I'll throw in other items that I can take out on the trail that will fill up the bed so things don't shift around a little bit, which is pretty easy to strap things down so they don't shift around. And then you have more items to use out on the trail, or more tools, or more firewood, you know, a lot of different variables there. Also a big factor is you don't have more cab space. You don't have a covering all the way across the back of your rig. So if you are in a tight area off camber, turning around trees, you have a bigger opportunity with an SUV to get body damage.
Yeah, you do have a bigger opportunity for body damage in SUV, but how much is that really going to happen? How often is that really going to be the situation versus having to pack and unpack your entire vehicle every single time you leave and every time you come back? Because you're not going to bring your car back and leave all that crap you take with you in the bed of your truck open to the public. You're just not going to do it. You'd be crazy, because then you're not going to have stuff left over after a couple hours. So having that enclosed space allows you to secure everything as well if you're not out on the trail. It allows you a little bit more time. If you get back at 2 a.m., you don't have to immediately unload your vehicle when you get back. You can go to sleep, wake up in the morning, and go unload it in the morning. So that you have, the more cab space is super nice to have versus a little less cab space. I'd always rather have a little bit more space than less, especially if you're going to be traveling with other people. If you're by yourself, sure, maybe a little cab is all you need and you just would rather have the big open bed. But, you have to protect everything from weather. You have to unpack it and pack it every single time. And that's why a SUV style vehicle is so much better for off-roading.
So how did not unpacking your 4Runner go for you?
It went great.
Yeah. Okay.
I also didn't lock it very well though.
Right. In lieu with that, it's not hard to unpack your 4Runner or unpack your truck. Either way, you know, it's something you should do, especially if you're leaving your rig outside. Fortunately, you know, some of us park our rigs inside garages or shops, and we don't have to necessarily worry about that. One thing I'm going to kind of go off cusp here. One thing you kind of mentioned, but I would have made a highlight for you, is that 4Runners are great for families. But if you are a solo and or a friend, you know, and you take one person with you, you know, trucks are definitely a benefit. A lot of times, actually, trucks have a shorter wheelbase than some SUVs do. And that is a benefit off-roading, depending on what the wheelbase is, or if it's a Suzuki Samurai. crap. I'm out of time. Go with a truck.
So there we have it. Those are your two arguments, two sides of the coin. Who won? Who do you think is the big winner? Was it Tyler? Yeah. Or Jimmy?
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Nope. So let us know. We have a link to the show post on the website down here in the show notes. So all you got to do is pull it up on your phone, click the link, go to the website and vote. Vote who won. We're going to keep the polls open indefinitely into the future. So we'll be able to check back and see if I'm winning at some point, or if Jimmy's winning at some point. So make sure you go and vote.
Make sure to follow all of our other social media platforms out there. On YouTube, you can follow me, SnailTrail4x4, where I do a live stream every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Also, you can catch me on Instagram at SnailTrail4x4.
And me on Instagram at 4x4Toyota Tyler. hopefully you guys are enjoying the extra content during the pandemic here. Check out the regular show that it comes out on Mondays and Thursdays for the podcast here. And if you liked what you're listening to, make sure to tell your friends.
Like and subscribe.
And any final words for everybody?
I guess we're just going to have to agree to disagree.
And with that, my friends, keep crawling.